September 28th, St. John of Dukla, Confessor, First Order. John was born at Dukla in Poland and was raised by his pious parents in the fear of God. Filled with desire for greater perfection, he entered the Order of St. Francis at an early age. He made such progress that his associates beheld in the young religious a model of perfection. His humility and heartfelt charity toward everyone caused him to be generally loved. Frequently, he was obliged to undertake the office of superior, and he administered the custody of Lough with high praise. When St. John Capistran came to Poland in 1453 and established convents of stricter observance of the rule of St. Francis, Father John of Dukla attached himself to the Reformed group. Although he was now 40 years old and had been a superior for a long time, he again became a model of obedience and led the novices in the faithful observance of all the statutes of the order. Daily he read the rule, and out of love for holy poverty, he wished to have no other book. It grieved him deeply to witness even the slightest violation of the rule. He himself submitted promptly and cheerfully to all the directions of his superiors. He practiced severe mortification, kept vigils in prayer through many hours of the night, was continually active as a director of souls, and practiced great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He had the special gift of reconciling people who were at variance with each other. He also labored with great zeal to bring the schismatic Ruthenians and Armenians back to unity with the Catholic Church. When he was nearly 70 years old, he was afflicted by God with blindness. But John bore this affliction with great patience and did not slacken his activities until his blessed death in the year 1484. His tomb in the Franciscan church at Lough has been glorified by many miracles. Several of the kings of Poland interested themselves in his canonization, and at the request of the people, Pope Clement XII permitted him to be numbered among the principal patrons of the Poles and Lithuanians. He was canonized in 1997 by St. John Paul II. On the qualities of obedience. St. John of Dukla recognized the great value of obedience. He rejoiced that in the prime of life he could transfer from the position of giving commands to that of obeying them, and he did obey with great perfection. In fact, obeying is easier and much safer than commanding, and when it is done perfectly, it is also more honorable and meritorious before God. Christ became obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross, for which cause God also has exalted him. Philippians 2:8. Through the disobedience of Adam, evil came into the world. Through Christ's perfect obedience, salvation has again come to us. What do you share, the disobedience of the one or the obedience of the other? Consider the qualities our obedience should have. Following the example of St. John of Dukla, we should obey cheerfully and promptly. Reluctant and unwilling obedience, rendered only from necessity and outwardly, can be pleasing neither to God nor to man. That is no virtue, says St. Bernard, but rather a cloak for one's interior wickedness. Lest our evil inclination get the better of us, we should immediately, without any hesitation, carry out a given order. If you hesitate, the grace of God which was offered you to carry out the lawful command will be withdrawn. If you execute the order promptly and cheerfully, you will be particularly pleasing to God. God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Has your obedience always been cheerful? Consider that proper obedience must also be humble and must rest on Christian motives. One should endeavor humbly to carry out the will of the superior without judging whether the command be prudent and profitable. For him who practices perfect obedience, it is sufficient that nothing forbidden be involved, but every other consideration is left to the one commanding. The Christian spirit, however, requires that we look up to God in our obedience and submit to men for his sake. Thus writes the apostle, "Obey in all things, not serving to the eye as pleasing men, but in simplicity of heart, fearing God." Colossians 3:22. Then will patience not easily be wanting in our obedience. Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst adorn St. John of Dukla, thy confessor, with the gifts of exceptional humility and patience, graciously grant that we may imitate his example and share in his reward. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. John of Dukla, pray for us. Thank you.